For a while, I've had a suspicion that the Alternative A5 Alliance, it's a lobbying group against the A5, would mount a second or further legal challenge against the project. And that suspicion was true and confirmed by the department in a communication that I had with them yesterday. And it did outline that, yes, it received a further legal challenge against this project. It is hugely disappointing, but one that won't succeed. People like me in the SDLP and others are determined to ensure that the A5 is delivered in its entirety, and I know that it is a key infrastructure project and priority for the department. Even if Stormont is not in session, it will still go ahead because the department is determined to ensure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and this A5 project goes ahead in its entirety.
The project has a long history of blockages and resistance. What are the main points that this group have identified for wanting to block the A5?
The detail hasn't emerged as to what they've brought to the court on this occasion, but I know that before, when this originally came about in 2013, there was a wide-ranging list of various items, and quite a number of them were throughout, with the exception of one, which is the habitat assessment, which unfortunately was not carried out by the department and ultimately derailed the project for a period of time. Given the cost of that delay, the department have been very, very clear in ensuring that they have covered everything this time and ensured that they have met every requirement. So I'm hoping that when this does go to court, that the judge reasonably looks at this and says, no, there is no grounds for this blockage or this case, and allows the A5 to go ahead in its entirety.